Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Okay.
Praise
and
him.
Eight.
Hey.
Yes. I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
And this is the Oprah Rose Show.
Yes. Welcome back.
Yes. We're here back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got Gigi Money with us and live in the flesh.
Yay. Yes.
Sister.
I miss you guys so much.
How's LA been?
LA is good. Yeah. It's just quiet and it's very, like, I don't know, simple.
Okay,
simple. It's a simple life. Yeah, it's a real simple life.
How's our baby Jess?
She's good. She's three now.
It's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Time is flying.
I can't fucking believe it.
Happy birthday to
you
her.
You have a three-year-old.
I know. Remember when I almost didn't keep her?
Remember she almost didn't make it.
Me too. She is my favorite person in the whole wide world.
Yeah. I know. I forgot what episode that was.
I don't know. But one thing about this show, we are very real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She almost didn't make the cut.
Mama's with us.
She's here. Yeah. And very loud.
That's why I said our little Virgo. Our little Virgo.
She's the boss.
When does Virgo season kick off?
The 23rd. The last day of Leo season is the 22nd of August.
Okay. Because as a Leo, I'm like, get that shit out of here. I ain't never seen
You tired of Leo season?
I ain't never seen this many Leo birthdays. Like, I feel like as a kid, you know, it's like no one ever shared my birthday.
Yeah.
This was like just my birthday. And not that I care or anything, but I'm like, damn, that is three a day. Like, it's time to
That's also like summertime, so you don't have to like do it at school. Right. Like, right. And that's a good thing.
I never had to go to school on a birthday. And I remember thinking that, like, I was like, oh my God, I can't imagine having to go to school on a birthday.
I actually used to wish I had a school birthday.
Sometimes, yeah.
Because I couldn't have birthday parties because everybody was like away or like something.
Oh.
Or when we were younger, it was harder to get in contact with people, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, like, call the parents' house, and it's like, oh, they're not here. Okay.
Yeah, I kind of feel like unless you,
now
you had a party, like, it's very quiet for that.
Yeah.
Because you're not seeing everybody.
Yeah. Now we're older. It's like, whatever. Everybody, let's just travel and go somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not really, but yeah. Actually, I thought about that. I was like,
she's still not over this. No, she ain't going to let you lay that one down.
Ever. His first photo he posted, I was like, yeah, although you didn't come to my birthday trip.
I think I saw that.
Yeah, I'm going to be under his like wedding photos. Like, this is nice. But remember that time you didn't come to my birthday trip?
Next year, you're going to have to figure that out so you can clear it.
Do you remember?
Okay, no, I remember.
Okay.
It's cool.
Okay.
He's unfazed.
I mean, honestly, the trip changed the week of.
We're never going to do this again. No, girl. You knew. No, but everybody had their flights. We just were not confirmed with
I
the
wasn't
details.
The only one that decided not to go after the flight was changed.
Who? Okay.
My sister, Tiki, do you give her the same energy?
No, because she actually was, she attempted the first time. You didn't even attempt. We would put stuff in the group chat about like, oh, this is the boat. I'm sorry. Yeah, now we back here. And Daryl was like, yeah, I don't have any money. It's like, bitch, I'm just sending options. I didn't say, nobody said nothing about payment. I'm literally just sending what it looked like.
It's giving, I can't look at this right now.
And he was just like, yeah, I don't have any money. And I was like, nobody asked that, sis. Like, we're literally trying to figure out dates. Like, that's it.
Whew.
And that was like, you could set up a payment plan.
She thinks she is one in a million.
Oh, one, okay, because I am. Shit, you can set up a corner.
The doll is one
doll.
In a million.
She thinks she is one in a million. Okay, Aaliyah.
She's A-A-L-I-Y-A-H.
So, yeah, today we want to talk about the, you know, Aaliyah is finally back on streaming.
Whoop, whoop.
Child, about time.
It's crazy.
About time. But then again, I did see, and I don't know how true this is or is not, but then I saw someone, I feel like we referenced Steph like every other episode, but shout out to ISO 14 Below, who was like, don't stream it because the family didn't agree with it.
And oh, I really? Was, like, I missed that.
Yeah, just trying to get money. Because I also didn't realize he put other Black Round music on like
Tank. Yes, finally, yep.
Like, now I can listen to Maybe I Deserve.
Ooh, and Slowly, streaming. Oh my God. Yeah. I cannot wait. Yeah, girl, come on now.
Listen to some JoJo, some Toni Braxton.
Dude, I care about JoJo, but yeah, and then that album, that Toni Braxton album, like she wasn't like my favorite, but I didn't even realize she put that. Was it Libra?
Yeah, Libra.
Libra on there. Yeah,
I mean, it's one song that I'm just like, can't wait to hear it.
What song is that?
Take This Ring.
Oh, I remember you said like that.
This ring off. Take this ring.
Oh, I cannot. Yeah, I can see. What else is
that? Was right after her divorce.
Maybe.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do. That's
like, yeah, I can't remember that album.
Oh, yeah, remember that album to save my life. But obviously, I think the you know, what everybody is all up in arms about is Aaliyah.
So why her family didn't agree with it? They wanted her, not her, or I'm sure it just comes down to money.
Doesn't it always?
Yeah.
So her brother put out a statement, I want to say 2 weeks, well, the week that the announcement was going to come out around, you know, being able to stream her music. Mm-hmm. And they put out a statement from the estate basically saying that, you know, they didn't agree with the music coming out. I mean, the
Well, I don't agree with itself, you for the music not coming out.
The statement itself was just like her brother threw like thesaurus at the wall and was like, what are these fucking words that you're using? Can we just put it in layman's terms?
Right.
I literally was reading, was like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Wait, but what? Wait, he put thesaurus.
He put a statement out, but I'm saying like, the wording that he used was very SAT word of the day. Where he threw a thesaurus at the wall. Was like, picked a word and was like, what are you saying? I wish I could remember the word offhand. Me and Andre kept saying it over and over. It was like the funniest thing. But all of that to say is like, Aaliyah, when she was with us, she wasn't a singer. I mean, she was a singer, but she wasn't a songwriter or producer.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, she doesn't get publishing. So her estate. Since her estate is, you know, her family, and her record label is owned by her uncle, her estate expects the uncle to kind of pay them some money.
Oh, that ain't got nothing to do with us, family. Y'all got your own issues.
Okay.
Technically, because if Aaliyah was still with us, like the other artists that are still with us, they're not getting paid off of that kind of thing.
Well, unless they have publishing.
Unless you have publishing. Yeah.
Okay.
And so she doesn't, so she's not getting money off of the sale to another label to distribute it.
Got it.
Okay.
So that's business. That. I'm sorry. That's not a good enough reason for me to not stream. Right.
So it is business.
It's business. Like, it's not right.
It's not my business.
It's not that's family business.
That's family business. Talk to the uncle then. That I need to know about.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you couldn't even buy her music on iTunes. So we're talking about before streaming. Like, you couldn't go on iTunes and buy the music. You would have to have the physical form. Like, listen to it on CD or cassette.
There's like a SoundCloud link that's just like, you know, 63 minutes or something.
Oh,
like
I got all of them.
Same, but that's not convenient. Because it's like,
you got to listen to the whole thing and then you're moving it back and forth. Right. Like, where the wavelength go a little bit lower so I know it's a new song.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doing all that.
That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just happy that the music is back out there and that a new generation of people can experience it.
Yeah.
And I think also Empire, who's doing the distribution now, is very smart doing it weekly.
So, okay, yeah, let's get into this rollout. Yeah. How are they rolling it out?
Yeah, so the first thing that came out off of Black Round 2.0 is One in a Million. So One in a Million is her album from 1996. It was the album that Timbaland and Missy did pretty much the bulk of the album, which kind of showcased their work for the first time.
Yeah.
To a lot of audiences. And so
that their Devante.
Right.
Underground slave ship that they were operating in.
You know, an apprenticeship.
An apprenticeship, yes, you're right.
And then they had albums on Black Run that also came out.
Timbaland and Magoo.
Timbaland
by himself.
Okay. I kind of like Timbaland as a solo artist. Yeah. Kind of crazy.
I'm not mad at it.
It's like some songs, you know, Miscommunication is like probably top five favorite song of all time.
Shock Value is a really, really good album.
It was a really good album.
From start to finish. Yeah. Like the other day I was listening, actually the other day I was listening to the rock portion of the album, which is like so specific, but it's like three songs that are all rock songs back to back. And I was like, I forgot this was on here. I completely forgot. Getting my life. But yeah, 1 in a Million is out. The Aaliyah album's out on the 10th of September. And that's the album I'm like really waiting to hear.
Now that is the one. Yeah. Like 1 in a Million, I was kind of like, it was one of those things and somebody put up like a wig and it was like my whole timeline right now. And it was just like a dude in a wig, like standing on like a project wall with sunglasses. And I was kind of like, yeah, like, and now listen, I loved 1 in a Million when it came out. Like, am I standing it like everyone else? No. I was just kind of like, okay, this is great. Like, I love If Your Girl Only Knew and like all those other songs, but the Aaliyah album.
Tank shines on the Aaliyah album.
Yeah.
Tank, what'd he do on there?
He helped write and then he sang background vocals. Mm-hmm. Actually on Come Over. I think he wrote Come Over.
Oh, really?
He sung.
Yes. Jonte wrote it.
I just touched it.
But that's on the
I Care For You compilation album.
That's also
I'm
coming
mixing my
too.
Albums up.
Yeah. So also the Romeo Must Die soundtrack is coming too.
I don't really care about that.
What else was on that? But I vaguely remember, I think I had a, you know, like,
I only remember Back in One Piece.
That's the only thing. But I remember having the album, like, you know, you go to Exxon and that's where I would get, that was my Sam Goody child was the, not was my the local gas Exxon, station. The gas station.
Wow.
And I had Beyonce from there, Ashanti, and then you had to sometimes, you know, I hated when they would just give you the blank and then you had to write it down on there. Like sometimes it wasn't printed. Like some of them would be real lazy and they wouldn't tell you what the album was.
So this is a bootleg.
People were really like,
this was made on a computer.
Girl.
They downloaded that shit from LimeWire.
All of my, I'm not going to lie, like half of my CDs probably came from my local piracy. I was supporting local businesses.
While they was robbing people.
I was actually supporting local entrepreneurs.
So you bought the Romeo Must Die soundtrack.
Yeah,
from Exxon.
I had that. Or, oh my God, and I remember I used to go to the flea market, and that's when I used to get the flea market used to have all your little CDs, and then I used to get my ringtones.
And ringtones.
Yeah, ringtones and CDs. So that's where I would get like a lot of my CDs.
I would just steal from the Sam Goody that I worked at.
Yeah, no. Because they were low-key, like, $18.99.
It was expensive. Yeah.
Like, that was really expensive.
And if you was my friend, I held you down.
Okay.
And you was able to get... Yeah. The only thing I remember, I got Lauryn Hill from Sam Goody. And obviously, there's more, but the bulk definitely came from my local entrepreneurial music distributors, if you will.
I love it. FYE was another one, too.
Where was that though?
FYE was like they had it in Owens Mills Mall where I grew up.
Got it. Yeah,
that's a competitor.
Yeah, there was a Sam Goody competitor,
but they also sold like DVDs too. Like they were really big on movies.
I remember
as well.
That. Okay.
But the Aaliyah album had a FYE exclusive child because I was a stan when I was a child.
Oh my God.
Oh, yes.
And so you could buy the FYE version, and it was like she had this Japan animation that was the cover art. And there was like a DVD included that had like behind the scenes shit and her doing
interviews.
It was like really, really nice. I wish that one would come back out, but they did re-release the actual CD version of the album. But yeah, I'm just excited and happy.
I think I still have the actual like CD. I still have a CDs because I keep them in a, what is it?
Like the big booklet.
Yeah, the big booklet. I got an autographed like Genuine CD in there.
Yes. Come on, same OG.
Right.
No pun intended. Album.
I wish that, well, hopefully they do vinyl and maybe the family can
I ordered the Aaliyah vinyl.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Oh, they did.
Child, granted, it doesn't start shipping until January 2022.
Oh, because they're probably doing like made to order.
Right. It's given like, let's get all the money. Yeah, and then we'll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Smart.
Yeah, but there's been a lot of just talk on Twitter and Instagram, people just being really excited and sharing like old clips of Aaliyah.
Yeah.
And I was the other day just watching her 106 and Park interview, which was like her last interview that she did when she gave away the Escalade. she kind of had on like all white.
Oh, yes, before the Rock the Boat video.
Yeah, and she was telling him that the next day she was going to go film the video.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. Ugh. So it was like literally like her last interview. It's like kind of crazy when you think about it because BET had access to her till the day of her passing.
Yeah.
Kind of, because she did the interview on 106.
And they did a making the video, right?
Yeah. They did access granted.
Or so access granted.
Okay, so it was BET, not MTV.
It was BET.
Wow. Okay.
So BET and I literally had the last 4 days of her life.
Wow. I very much so remember that. Jesus.
Yeah. That's intense.
It is. And it was a really good access granted, too. I hope that comes back to YouTube and like.
They absolutely should like bring that back.
Mm-hmm. They should bring it, just in general, bring that back. Yeah. But I think hopefully they bring that back too with the album.
Yeah.
So that people can see it. Because a lot of people probably have never even seen that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've probably seen clips here and there, but never like the full making of the video.
I mean, do we think that these children are actually going to care?
I hope so.
I don't know. I mean, her style is definitely, as far as like music is concerned, it's so different than what we're hearing now. So it might be interesting for them.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they care.
I'm glad it's out because she was about to lose her legacy in a way. Whereas like we just always talked about her style and what she sounded like and who she was. And people just didn't know the songs.
I hate to ask this, but I have to ask, do you think, you know, if Aaliyah were still alive today, would we like give her all this? Because at that time, what Ciara was just starting to like come out.
Yeah.
Ashanti, Beyonce. We had a lot of female singers that were also coming out.
I'm going to say honest. If I'm being completely honest, I'm actually going to say no. I feel like Aaliyah's frozen in time. And so that kind of works to her legacy because I see her as who she was at 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a period of 20 years basically of like I can't access her in a way or can't access her music. So now just that excitement of being able to go back and listen to it. Like I know once, you know, Billboard talks about, you know, charting again, she's going to break records because of the fact that it's 25 years later kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I look at her contemporaries at that time, which being Brandy and Monica.
And, oh my God! How did I forget?
So if you look at across for her and look at them, not saying that, you know, they're not as big as Beyonce, but they're not as big as Beyonce kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard for me to say that she would be this big superstar if I look at the same people who were out when she was out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. That I you said it that. Very well.
You said it perfectly.
I don't know, because I mean, people also say the same thing about like Big and Tupac. You know what I mean?
Right. Frozen in time.
Frozen in time.
Yeah, where it's like, would Big be Big now? Would he be Jay in a way? Like,
right.
I think who knows? The thing about Aaliyah is like she also was going into film. Like, we know the films that she was supposed to do.
And I feel like that's what she like was trying to really like start doing. Right.
And so maybe that would have been the branch out for her, whereas like we probably wouldn't be talking about the music still, but maybe she would be, you know, Academy Award winning actress Aaliyah. Don't know. You don't know.
I mean, you saw Romeo Must Die.
And I thought it was amazing.
You do know. No, you know, just saying.
Not I mean, you Brandy saw Romeo was, Must Die.
Like, I'm like, you saw Queen of the Damned. Did you not? Like, I mean, but that's the same. Like, Brandy, for instance, sometimes it's like she did all that. Remember, she was in all the I Know What You Did Last Summer. Right. Mm-hmm. Had definitely had
Cinderella
had her own, like she was on network television. Right. She had her own doll and her own show that was on for quite some time. And we see, I think people now you just look at not just, but like people look at Brandy with this reverence of you know she's the vocal Bible and you know we love her.
That's
for
where they go first.
She's all these things, and I think you know Aaliyah could dance, she could sing, but I don't know if either one of those things was like that amazing that it was like you could you like when you acted like you left it on the floor that was like, oh my God, you were, this is just the best thing on earth. Like it was just like, this is so cute, what beautiful gowns, like beautiful gowns.
Wow,
look at the drapes
Wow.
I mean, and granted she did influence, like did I not have a swoop and all that because of her, and like I remember saving up all my money to get the
Tommy Hilfiger stuff.
That Tommy Hilfiger wife beater, you know, like loving Tommy Hilfiger also because of her. So I'm not, when I say all this, I'm not trying to like take away from her legacy and what she has imparted. But I think the, you know, like I said, when you start talking about the talent, really, that's where it's like, I don't know. Like you said, she's frozen in time.
I mean, the talent was there. That's why we're having the conversation. So
I think the talent was there too. But I mean, and she also wasn't restricted like the other girls. Brandy was the good girl forever and ever, and had to lie about being pregnant and getting married and all this other weird shit. But Aaliyah, with the whole R. Kelly stuff, that really put her in a, you couldn't be a good girl after that. Right. So she had the freedom to kind of just be whatever. Right. And we don't know really what that could have been, obviously, because she's frozen in time. Yeah. But that would have been an interesting piece.
And it's funny because since R. Kelly is on trial now, I feel like she would have had to have been a witness right now. Because they bring her up now, like her, the defense brought her up this week in regards to the case around kind of painting the picture that he paid somebody to forge the marriage certificate.
But didn't her parents also know though? And didn't they, because she was 16, didn't they like give their consent?
I don't know. That is out.
Which
for
is
people to interpret. I don't know.
In and of itself, insane.
When they found out, then they were the ones who made it get annulled or whatever.
Got it. So they did not give their.
They did leave her in his care. It was giving neglect, in my personal opinion, as a parent. I know you trying to help your daughter chase her dreams, ain't no fucking way. Yeah.
What was her age difference again?
She was like 14, 15.
15.
Exactly. Like you leaving your 14-year-old daughter, like, and then there's cringy ass interviews of them together when she first came out and she's like, they're dressing alike and she's like, he's my best friend. Yeah. Red fucking flag, bro.
Imagine that today. Like, imagine all of
Her parents get no sympathy from me for that. Yeah. Like, as a mom, like, there's no fucking way.
I think it's rough too. Like, I think about the kids that were out at that time too, like Usher had his mother as a manager, Brandy had her mother as a manager. Like the mothers were stepping up, but maybe like
Brandy's mama
what.
Was on it though. Oh, yeah. Because Usher done went and lived with Diddy and was doing all this other crazy shit. So his mama
was living with Puff.
Yes, his mama is questionable too. Like, no, ain't no fucking
you
way.
Or you're like, I don't know how to do this. Like, I'm just the parent.
Right. Yes,
like,
but I'm going to be everywhere. Like, absolutely not. Not 14.
I mean, like, it's the same way that people left their children in the care of Michael Jackson. And
they're terrible parents. Like, I do not bite my tongue with that. Like, you fucked up.
I would have to be there.
Absolutely, every step of the fucking way.
What's a chimpanzee's name that used to be at Wonderland? Bubbles.
Bubbles.
Yeah, it's like, we're going to see Bubbles together.
We're going to see Bubbles together.
We see Bubbles together, child.
Right there. We attached at the hip, child.
Yeah. I mean, that is kind of crazy. I mean, that could be a whole other topic of the people that have left their children in the care of Robert Kelly as well. So,
Mama was young. Like when we even listened to the One in a Million album, she was 16, 17.
Very mature. I think I realized that she was also so close in age to us.
Yeah.
Like you were really young when you made this music and made the album, did the videos, and went back to high school and graduated.
With a 4.0.
With a 4.0. And took dance because she wanted to learn how to dance better on stage. So she was a dance major so that she can learn how to dance. And so figured that out and then did Are You That Somebody, which showed more dancing than she did before.
Now that had the girls in a chokehold. Okay. Right. Like it that really song did. Had the girls for
that
like
little
5 years.
That little breakdown at the end with the towel.
And the Gucci underwear poking out on the side.
What? That had the girls in a chokehold.
That summer. It was like, it came out, I feel like it was like, it took over that summer of 98.
I was about to say, we don't even have that now. Like, how the debate of like the song of the summer and all that. And it's like, yeah, it's Essence, but like, low key, I'm sick of that shit also. I don't ever have to hear that song as long as I live. Like, I think I can still hear Are You That Somebody and still be like, you know, longevity like of music.
Things. Yeah, that definitely.
Made in one day.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, they made it in one day?
The song was made in one day.
Boy,
it was Timbaland, Missy, and Static. Like,
And then we need a resolution, which I will throw this mic. I remember being like 16, which is, I felt like I was in the relationship and we needed a resolution. Right. Till this day.
21
if
years
you
old.
Don't, if I put on my clothes and you don't let me know plans have changed.
Oh.
I'm going.
Reading in that song.
I'm going to flip because of that line alone.
Did you sleep on the wrong side? I'm catching a bad vibe.
Iconic.
It's contagious. And she was, that was when it was like, this is really that girl.
Oh, yeah. That's a transition from One in a Million. Yeah, like, that's a hell whole of a different
woman.
She was in
woman. A whole other.
Who is this?
Yeah. Now, that is when I will say, like, that was when I was a fan.
The dolls wasn't like, touching her.
No. I mean, it was, everything was like makeup, hair, clothes, it was music,
like
on. Everything.
Like,
it was,
the team was solid. Because
she wasn't stuck in the good girl role. Like, she could be sexy. It was like, I have nothing to hide.
She looked so good. With that damn boa and everything.
Oh, yes.
She looked so good.
And then the scene where she's like laying straight out and like listening to music with the headphones and there's like nothing underneath of her.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was like, I just wish they would have cut the cord because then it would have been like the wireless
headphones. Oh, yeah, when she's doing that. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Like 10 years later, they're going to be wireless, ma.
Yeah.
Because it felt futuristic.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's such a timeless video, song, everything. Mm-hmm. Like, it's definite. Like, that could be released today, I feel like.
Yeah, it really could
it
be.
Could. It could.
That is my wow. I actually cannot wait for this Aaliyah album now.
Right. Cannot wait. Favorite song off that album?
Favorite song off the Aaliyah
album? I need a track list real quick.
Pull out that track list real quick because I'm like,
because I do love It's Whatever. Like
That might be my fave.
Read Between the Lines, Extra Smooth.
Used to love Read Between the Lines.
I'd be going off to Extra Smooth though.
That's such a you song. Extra Smooth, like such a you song.
What
I will say is, I did play One in a Million, like the first song, and I literally was transported back to my childhood room. I had a Sony CD, like the CD with the little, you know, little fuzzy headphone
thing that you put over
that
your
went
head.
Over your right, head. You put them yeah, over your ears. I was definitely transported back to a moment
in
time.
Number one, we need a resolution.
Uh-huh.
Loose rap,
bring in and out.
Rock the boat. More Than a Woman.
God, More Than a Woman was on that one too.
Okay, that was the dance break I was thinking about at the end with
the
towel.
Jumpsuit.
Yes.
I love it.
Never
you know
No
all
More.
Details.
I Care
I
for
love
You.
Never No More.
Extra Smooth. Read Between the Lines. You Got the Nerve.
I refuse to have one more sleepless night
to take it anymore.
Steve was writing his ass off.
This is low key
is.
No skips.
It's whatever.
This is a no.
Yeah, that's
album.
A no skips album.
This is so you can't kind of listen to it that little, like you said, little wave file go there. Right, you just go, like extra smooth.
Trying to be extra.
Was, oh, what up, Erica Kane? Remember that child?
She's okay. Erica, what if Erica?
Messed Bush Up. I don't remember that one.
Messed Up.
Or Messed Up. Okay.
Oh, it was a bonus track. Okay. You Keep on Acting
Try
Like.
Try Again.
I really need
we
a
got
brother.
That.
Man, she don't need
yeah,
a brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. When is September
7th? Right.
I mean, okay.
Cause baby, that is where you
No, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. That was a fire song.
Yeah, yeah,
and then, yeah. Erica Kane. Yeah, this is a no skip album.
I don't even know. I used to love.
Okay,
I mean, like,
wait.
I love
can
Arthur's.
I say something? Y'all remember on the back cover of the album, she had a little owl tramp stamp tattoo. That was why I got my tramp
really?
Stamp tattoo. That was my first tattoo. I got it when I was 17. And I got it because I saw Aaliyah
because
have
you saw
it
her
right
with it. Oh, yes. Oh my God.
And I loved that.
That's what I said. No, she did. she was
icon.
Really that girl.
And that's why Drake loved
owls now.
And now
I want to get rid of it. But
is that really?
I just.
That's why Drake what?
Oh my God.
Love owls now.
I mean, Drake do love
wow.
Aaliyah.
Wow. You know what?
That just came to me just
that
now.
That could be it. It really know. Could be it. Because I never lost. I never forgot that owl.
Right. Never.
Maybe.
I mean, I didn't get an owl, but I got that same
and
placement.
I know exactly what it looked like, too. Like
yes.
Yeah, Drake is obsessed with Aaliyah.
Obsessed.
He has her tattooed on him.
Yeah, obsessed. Yeah. It looks so good, though, too. Yeah,
it does. Yeah. It looks really good.
He has two Aaliyah tattoos.
Wow.
His one with, like, her birthday. And
that was giving weird.
I tell you who is the most excited about this music being back on the stream.
Right, him.
Is Aubrey.
Literally, like, Aubrey damn. Graham ain't stopped listening.
At
shit.
All. Like, she gonna forever live on my body.
At one point, he was trying to remake music with her old vocals.
Yeah.
Her unreleased vocals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's used some songs. But, I mean, I just can't think off the top of my head he right
did
now.
On his first album, Thank Me Now, he did the song Unforgettable with Jeezy. It's like, let me know.
Oh yeah.
That's my shit. I've been riding around the city with a hole in my window down. Yeah.
And then he did, it was like another song, Enough Said, that just never came out because everybody started attacking him because he was using her unreleased vocals and was like, you should be working with Timbaland and Missy. And the song never came out.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Chris Brown did a song with her unreleased vocals, too. Don't think they know.
Oh, yes. Don't think they know.
Yeah.
Yes. It's on the album. Yes. Wow.
I didn't know all this. And I just
yes.
Just looking back and
love
forth.
It.
No, you and these details. I mean,
your vast knowledge of all, like, the Chanel jumpsuit.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, literally.
How do you know this?
In this Chanel He's jumpsuit for More Than a Woman was not from Chanel. It was Dapper Dan.
What? See, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
like, one,
okay.
I couldn't even retain this information. Fuck knowing it. I couldn't even retain it. Like, how, that's why I'm
like
just
an Aaliyah encyclopedia.
I'm literally sitting here like,
I
wow.
I love it. And
I'm just singing, sorry,
we had the wrong, when we were recording yesterday, you had your Aaliyah shirt on. We actually
should have done it
with your Stan shirt on.
No, seriously.
But I love this information.
When this topic was proposed, I said, well, I can't talk. I said, never mind. Everybody else can. I said, Didi knows he is Mr. Aaliyah, okay?
He is giving
like Mr. 106 and Aaliyah, and he is going to know all of the information. I said,
whatever you need to know. What else would you like?
And you also
know?
Were on the rollout for Spotify, right?
I was part of the rollout.
Yeah, you were part of the rollout.
When I think it was like 2019, I knew the catalog would be coming eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And so when our head of catalog came in, we had like a random meeting, cool guy. We were just like shooting the shit, just having a conversation. I was like, but yo, when this album come, I'm going to just like have this deck for you so you know like what the fans would want to see from Spotify when we do this.
Yes.
And so granted, that ain't my team at all. Like, I don't do this at all.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I do love about that company is if you're interested in something, you can raise your hand and do it.
Obviously. Be a part of it. Yeah, I love that.
It's beautiful.
You can be a part of it. So granted, that's not my role. So when the catalog, we knew it was coming kind of thing, they were using my ideas and would like check in with me to make sure, like, how do you like how this sound? What should we use this photo? What photo do you prefer? Mm-hmm. Like, they literally would ask me what, because I'm the target audience.
Right,
so
right.
You are fucking for sure.
You are.
So I appreciate it. You know, they even asked me shit like, a couple days ago around the One in a Million rollout. So
do you know how many companies would be out of hot water, specifically white leaning companies that are in black spaces, that if they would just do that and actually ask the black people in the room as opposed to saying
and listen and apply and execute,
like they would not be in half of the situations. Like I can literally just off the top of my head think of like 10 things that I'm like, well, the black people in the room knew it wasn't right.
Y'all acted like
y'all knew what you was doing and you did not. And like low key, you can ruin someone's career. Like not even low key, high key. Like you can ruin a career by literally not listening to the black, whether they be younger, like whatever it is, because it's like, oh, well, I'm the person in charge, so I know what's best. Like, no, you don't. Like that's the first way to fuck up.
Right. You aren't the target audience.
You're not. You've probably never even heard an Aaliyah song before.
And it's funny, one of the guys that was asking me, we were even talking about like verbiage around like push notifications, which I wrote for him because he's like, I don't even know what it should say.
Wow.
I was like trying to help him think of it. I was like, well, this is not copyright. It's not my calling. But we're going to figure this out together. Yes. And but he had never, he's young. He's like Gen Z.
Okay.
So he's never even listened to
it. Wow. So and that's the reverse. Yeah, the reverse. Yeah.
It's such the reverse where I'm like, oh, I was listening to this. I was like 8 years old kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yes, if you really, you just have to ask the right people in the room, target is, to make sure you get it right. Because the last thing you want to do is to get it wrong. Because one thing about the comments, they're not on your side.
No, I remember when like H&M, even like everything. Like remember when they had that little boy like as the monkey or something like that,
and the monkey shirt, was there no monkey around or something?
Yeah, it's like, dude, was there? Monkey in the Jungle.
Coolest monkey in the jungle. Oh, God, yes. Cringeworthy.
Yeah, even worse.
Even worse.
Cringeworthy.
Let's give it like ape. Like, yeah. What?
Right.
Yeah, like, if there was a.
And here
if,
they was thinking was they was black per- right.
They was thinking they had
a
right.
black
person.
They were like, oh, look at us being inclusive, putting a little black boy like, in the spread.
Calling the coolest monkey in the jungle. That'll there really get them. Like, right. What? No. Like, you just called me, like, nigger with the ER.
Literally.
Like, that was giving you permission for that.
Hard ER.
Hard ER.
I mean, and sometimes, though, like, the black people don't be wanting to speak up all the time because we don't want to feel like we have to speak up on behalf of all the black people. Well, so sometimes it is like pulling teeth.
But I also think it's too. Also like, is mm-hmm. the is the environment, are you creating that environment where black people can speak up, right? Because mm-hmm. it's one thing to say, like, I've sat in so many meetings and I'm like, this ain't right. But I know if I say something, you're not going to listen. You're literally going to gloss over what I've said. Matter of fact, not only can I not say anything, you don't even care because you don't even care to hear from the rest of the people in the room.
Right.
Literally you only want to hear yourself. To hear from a certain set of the five people that sit at that table and everybody else that sits alongside of that. And this is exactly, I was like, the psyche of how one of these rooms is structured. Like, there's literally rows where the people that basically just actually are doing the work just sit. And then there's the five people that sit at the table that really don't even, they have
no
one
sit at
clue.
The table?
They don't let you sit at the table.
What?
Yeah. It's very like, know your place, stay in it.
That's very
and
stark.
Then when you do, and then when you do say stuff, it's like,
why am I here if I can't sit down?
Right. I stopped going. I literally stopped. It got to a point. I didn't go to a meeting for a year and a half. And I mean company-wide meetings. And I was like, fuck, I'm going for. Like, you're not listening. You don't apply anything. Like I said, you don't even foster nor create the environment for people to speak up. So I'm going to just sit here and be on the internet reading my horoscope. Because I need to learn my monthly horoscope as opposed to just sitting here.
Yeah, I would never want to be in a situation where people can't speak up,
or
even sit down because I am who I am and you are who you are, so you should be standing up. Like,
right.
I actually need to hear what your opinion is because you probably are the one that I'm doing this for.
And also, well, I think you need more than one black person in the room because also black people are not a monolith. So
we don't all have the same experiences.
Yeah, exactly. So I might think this, you might think this. Mm-hmm. Like it's given. We need real diversity inclusion and not just them little. I be feeling like these companies are pandering. When you just see like Black Lives Matter signs, and it's like,
girl,
you don't
even
just shut up. Shut up. I don't even like that shit. I mean, like it. I was in Ohio, and it was. Everywhere, but there was not a black person in sight, and I was like, "Oh, this is just y'all just are pandering." Get out. Like, I don't like this. Like, I just like my racism overt, and you just you show me who you are. I don't like that other shit.
Yeah, mm-mm. Wow,
dumb.
Wow. Apparently, they've been doing a lot of out of home in Cali for Ohio. I think
yes,
you have
they
posted
have.
About that.
Yeah, and it's so funny because I'm like someone had posted it on Twitter and I retweeted it because I was like, wow, I thought I was the only person paying attention to this because it's a lot of out of home, like on random streets. And it's like, nobody wants to fucking move to Ohio.
Are they trying to get the black people to go to Ohio? What's going on?
They're just trying to get people to come, period.
And Ohio is giving Black Lives Matter.
What are you
going to
do?
Come on.
It was weird. I would.
Well, probably because a lot of people are leaving California. People can't afford to buy there. So they're going, but they're going to Texas and they're going to Arizona. So Arizona's becoming really hot and a little bit more specific or expensive, specifically like the Phoenix Sedona area.
Yeah.
Sedona's just beautiful.
The dolls are leaving California.
I would move anywhere besides Ohio. Like, I would, that is literally the last
place. I'm just like,
place.
What will people do for work there? So it's like, yeah, you put in these campaigns, but like, what are the jobs that you're offering? Right. Like, it doesn't.
Because that Ohio was still technically like car city or state, right? Like,
it's more industrial leaning.
Yeah,
because like Indiana is a lot of like factory work and stuff like that. So my assumption is the same for Ohio, but yeah, it's not like.
I think I'm good.
Yeah, it's not like a tech, you know, and that's why like Texas would make sense for a lot of people. There's a big starting to boom in tech, and I even think. Well, I don't know why Arizona is, but yeah, so it's like you aren't really offering anything outside of an industrial, you know, old way of working.
Right.
I mean, never. It's never happening.
Yeah, yeah, never. Never. I'm from over there, and I have no reason to go back outside of visiting.
And Ohio's low-key big as shit now, because I feel like it's like Cleveland, Akron,
takes a few hours
Cincinnati,
to get through.
Mm-hmm. Dayton.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know where I was. I don't even remember the city that I was in. And it wasn't none of them four. Yeah, and I flew there.
And you just flew to Ohio. You don't know what city in Ohio.
It was like the middle of nowhere. Wow. Where was that Dave Chappelle not shit? Springfield. I can't. No, like, oh my God. I cannot think of it. I don't know. But like, Ohio's mad big. Mm-hmm. And Akron looked just like Baltimore.
Oh, for real?
You went 5 minutes outside the little Hard Rock Cafe, little downtown area, and it was like, get me back.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to be down here.
Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
But no, and we drove. So it's like low key. It's kind of close. It was like 6 hours.
Never knew.
Yeah.
I don't know that I will be in Ohio.
Shout out to the Midwest.
We need a resolution.
Last thing, we need a resolution. Yeah.
And I also think it's weird because Ohio is a red state and California is a blue state. So I don't know why that doesn't make sense to me, because it's not like the same type of people right. who agree with the same type of political
and if
policy.
You live in Ohio, we are not down in your state nor your cities.
Oh, no. Listen, I'm from Indiana and goes up for it.
Okay.
It's
just, home is home.
Home is home.
Yeah.
Home is home. I saw one of the things and it was like, what city reps the hardest for their state? Or what's, you know, what group of people rep the hardest for their city or something? I'm like, every city.
Every city.
I could be from Dayton, Ohio. I'm going to rep my shit. Like,
absolutely.
No, yeah. I'm like, it ain't
all
even
day.
Mad.
All day.
All day.
My Midwest says GG. Mm-hmm. Y'all have like such a twang, but it's not country, but it's country in its own way.
What I love the most about the Midwest is that it's kind of like Chicago excluded. It's like a very much untouched, raw, authentic, like uninfluenced group of Black people. Like you go there, they're not wearing. I remember you saying everybody looks the same. Mm-hmm. If you go to the Midwest, they do not. They still very much so look like Black people in the Midwest. Like whatever that looks like,
right.
But they're not wearing what we wear. They're not doing what we do. It's very much like you're in our world. And I love that the most. And it's so like refreshing to go home every time. It's like
home,
real people. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Not people like obsessed with social media, Instagram. It's so many people who don't even use it.
Right.
You know, like my little cousin was like, I'm back on
Facebook,
Snapchat. I'm like, people still use that thing? And he's like, yeah. And he's 20, 22, 23.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love that. I love the non-influenced Black people. They just do their own thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And he's bringing it back to our good Cecilia. Grew up in Detroit. Also
yes.
Also the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
I did know that fact.
There we go.
Yes.
I knew
something.
I got to keep bringing it back.
I'm like, I did know something. Come on. And Detroit people are extremely proud of that.
Oh, for sure.
They will let you know it's D-Town all day.
They got Detroit over everybody's shirts.
Okay.
Yes.
Like, I ain't even from there, and I know that. I'm like, I ain't never even
been there. The home of music, man, for real.
I want to go for like a day. I want to do a day trip to Detroit.
I'm down.
Yeah, I really do.
I'm down,
like,
too.
For real, for
and
real.
we can do a class at my home girl, Amina. She has a gym. She opened up Live Cycle Delight, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I always like Instagram her stuff.
Cool. Yeah, let's
do that. We can do that when we go to our
workout.
If we could do
drivers
dive in and dive. Because, you know, they always go to Detroit. Guy Ferrari.
Oh,
love
for real?
All that shit. Yeah.
Oh, Detroit's like a food city.
I mean, he goes everywhere. Okay. So literally everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Gotta visit Motown.
Yeah. Gotta visit Motown. I've never been to that museum thing. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm. Detroit, can we come into a city near you?
Okay, maybe soon. For a live show.
Right. Well, the quote, don't judge me. I don't know, it comes from a little baby today.
Okay.
That's cool.
It might be a lot of words. What is it?
No, child, it's real easy. In 5 years, you could be somewhere you never imagined. Don't trip, keep going. It's real basic.
Don't
you could be in Ohio.
That's real as shit.
you could literally be in Ohio. You know, at this rate, I'll go anywhere. Like
Ohio.
Okay, everywhere but Ohio. Anywhere,
but I mean that quote is very true. Like you even look 5 years backwards to who you were then, and you're not who you are where you are now.
Never.
It's like, it's the truth. If you want to do it the reverse way of looking at who you are now versus who you were then,
listen, it is not the same.
Like, praise the Lord.
I love that remix version or that mashup version.
Ever.
They played that at the elementary school graduation across the street from my house.
I love it.
I was like, oh, okay, Jesse's going here.
I love it.
Like, absolutely.
I love that. Let them babies know.
Yes.
All right, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.